This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Film critic Marshall Fine is here. He's the critic in residence at the Picture House in Pelham, New York, and he's also nationally known as a top-flight critic of TV and movies.
That's right. Although I do review TV for Star Magazine still, so I watch as much as I need to.
Just the minimum for TV, right? You're really a movie guy.
I really am. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Although, to be honest, you talk to anybody these days, particularly filmmakers, and they will tell you that all of the most interesting storytelling is being done on television because television gives people the time and the latitude to be a little more experimental and something that, because movies are so expensive and so much writing on each one, they don't like to play around with that stuff or take their time. So, shows like True Detective, I mean, starting with The Sopranos, but this is considered a new golden age of television for writers and directors.
All right, well, new this week is Get Hard. This is a comedy, I hope. Is it funny?
Well, like you said, you hope it's funny. If you've seen the trailer, there are some funny things in the trailer. And thankfully, those aren't the only funny things in the movie. That happens frequently, that everything that's funny about a movie will be in the trailer. And you watch the trailer and think, wow, this looks hilarious. And of course it is, because all the funniest stuff was in that 30 seconds. But Get Hard works. It's because of the chemistry between Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart. It's not a great movie, but it makes you laugh often enough that you don't get impatient with it. Will Ferrell plays this guy who is a hedge fund genius who's arrested and convicted of fraud and theft, even though he claims he's innocent. So he gets a sentence of 10 years in maximum security prison San Quentin. Knows that he won't survive, so he finds the only black person he knows, which is Kevin Hart, the guy who details his car in the garage of the office building where he used to work, and says, teach me how to survive in prison, because he assumes that because he's black, he's been in prison. And in fact, the Kevin Hart character is an entrepreneur who has never been in prison, but he has cousins and friends who have been. So that's the whole joke. The whole movie is him doing essentially a series of sketches of him doing things for him to train him to get ready for prison and trying different things. The humor here basically comes from the fact that Kevin Hart is so explosive, so volcanic with his anger and with his language, and Will Ferrell is like the perfect foil for that. He's this soft, very white bread guy who the two of them couldn't be more opposite, and they really make that contrast work. I've always felt that both of them needed a director who was kind of an editor, who told them, no, back it off a little bit, you're going too far, or no, I'm not interested in listening to you improvise for an hour, let's stick to the script and see what we can do with that. And they have that here. The fellow's name is Ethan Coen, and he's not related to either of the Coen brothers, but he's a funny writer, director who does find ways to make their humor work, the contrast of their humor work together, so that they each come at something from a different angle, and they both find funny ways to do it. Like I said, it makes you laugh often enough that you don't get impatient. It's not a terrible movie. That's not really high praise, and yet, there are a lot of movies I wouldn't say that about. So if jokes about prison rape make you laugh, then this is the movie for you.
And especially if you happen to be a Kevin Hart and or Will Ferrell fan, you probably would watch this several times over.
Exactly. I feel like it almost feels like this is a business deal more than a movie, that it's the merger of the Kevin Hart audience and the Will Ferrell audience. Don't necessarily overlap. Now they're each being exposed to the other.
All right. So the other movie that you want to just mention is While We're Young. This is with Ben Stiller and some other good folks.
This is filmed by the director Noah Baumbach, who did The Squid and the Whale and several other films. This is Ben Stiller and Naomi Watts are a couple in their 40s who are struggling with the fact that all of their friends their age are having kids, and they aren't because of, for various biological reasons. Plus, he's a documentary maker who got great acclaim for his first film, but has spent 10 years trying to finish his next film and so that puts a strain on the relationship. They meet a young couple played by Adam Driver from the show Girls and Amanda Seyfried, who the young fellow is a would-be documentarian who says that he idolizes the Ben Stiller character, becomes like an apprentice to him, and it turns into sort of an All About Eve kind of story, where the young man essentially uses his mentor to leapfrog to a better place in his career. But it's also an interesting comedy in the sense that it's about a generation gap, and those comedies are usually about parents and children. This is about the generation gap between Generation X, the people in their 40s, and the millennials, people in their 20s, who are the young driving force in the culture now, and the people who are in their 40s who thought they were. Suddenly are looking and go, well, geez, you know, why? I'm not a hipster, but that seems to be what's going on. So it's a funny comedy of manners about this older guy trying to be young and hip and, you know, trying to refine his mojo by hanging out with this young guy, even as the young guy is taking it away from him. I thought it was a funny, funny film, but also with a lot of heart and strong performances from the entire cast.
All right, so we'll look for that one. It may be a little bit harder to find, right, While We're Young?
Well, While We're Young is going to be in limited release it'll be on the art house circuit, so you look for it there.
All right, Marshall, thanks. We like that recommendation. We'll go see both.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
And with film critic Marshall Fine, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
The average wedding costs over $28,000. How can you bring that cost down?
Do what Dave Kirpin and Caroline Fisher did. They sold sponsorships.
They're both huge baseball fans, so they got a minor league club to let them use their stadium as part of a special promotion.
The 8,000 fans at the game loved witnessing their nuptials. In total, they got 25 sponsors, including flowers from 1-800-Flowers, so the happy couple put together a $100,000 wedding that didn't cost them a single penny.
Before you spend your hard-earned money on a major event, think about how you might get a sponsor to say, I do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So are you dating or married to a good-looking man? Well, if you're equally handsome, that's okay. But if you're a little bit plain and your lover is gorgeous, well, good luck. Here's the social science of it. Today's lesson comes straight out of animal science, specifically ornithology. Here's what scientists have discovered. If the male bird's plumage is bright and the female's feathers are dull, the male will probably be shameless, or put another way, promiscuous. The point, pretty people, just because they're gorgeous, get extra benefits, and apparently all manner of temptation is placed in their path. What's the cheap psychological trick? Plain birds married to pretty birds end up with a empty nest. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.